and pay him a base. See, Kedei Lo Sud. Tana, what does it mean, Kedei Lo Sud? So the Mishnah said that they take out the seed, which is lime. They say, no, it's Kedei Lo Sud. The Tana Kama said, Tana Sheba Bonus. Didn't say exactly what was the purpose. So Rashi says they put on seed to remove the hair. As Rashi says in the Mishnah, Tana Kedei Lo Sud, Etzba Tana Sheba Bonus. The amount was they would put on one finger's worth, the small finger of a girl. Rashi says that they used to, they put it on, it would cause the skin to turn reddish. They're from a suntan, you know. They give her some type of a color.
Yeah,
when we learned the Mishnah, Rashi said the Mishnah because it removes hair, right? I'm sorry? Right. So now it's saying it's right. A different reason, a different purpose. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Benos Yisrael Shegiyu LePirka, LeHegiyu LeShana. Girls who've come to, they brought the two hairs, but they're not old enough, and they're Mizbayish. They're embarrassed. So they remove the hair. Benos Aniyim Teflus Asam Basid. So the most impoverished people, Sid was very inexpensive. They would remove it with Sid. B'nos Hashirim, Tevlus Isan Besilus. They would use a flour paste. B'nos Malachim, Tevlus Isan B'Shem and Hamor. They would use Shem and Hamor, the princesses. That was more expensive. Shneimar Shisha Chadoshim B'Shem and Hamor. And the purpose of Shem and Hamor was to remove hair. My Shemen Hamor, what exactly was Shemen Hamor? So Rav Huna bar Chiyomer Sateches. Rashi does not explain what Sateches is, but on the side of your page, I don't know if you have this or not, they quote from the Oruch, he says it was a type of a perfumed oil. It was from olives which have not grown a third of their full growth, and the oil which comes out is a very sharp oil, hasn't mellowed yet at all. So that oil was used Shemen Hamor to remove hair, etc. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, I remember we have a brisa that Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana, says that on peak known, there was a name called Anpiknon. Rashi says it was a Mishnah in Menachos. You cannot use it for the purpose of the Shemen for the different Kabbalahs where there was a requirement of Shemen. What is that? Shemen Zayas Shlehebi Yishlish. That it was for Shemen Zayas. It was the Zayas which had not grown a third of its full growth. That Shemen was called Anpiknoi. V'lam v'sachan asan. Why would they anoint themselves with it? It wasn't the sweet smelling oil which they normally would have, according to this pshat. Shemeshir es ha-seir, it removes the hair. Ma'adin ha-basar, and it also makes the skin look good. It looks, makes the skin look good. Makes it, that's an idunim. Makes it feel, to a madanim and Shabbos, gishmak of things, makes it look gishmak. Whereas Rabibi Havali Barito, Rabibi had a daughter, we had this Gemara in Mary Kodin, and Tofla Aver, so he used this Shemen Hamor, he did it one limb at a, Rashi said, sorry, Rashi said he did it with Sid. He did one limb at a time. And Shakab Adalim Meazuzi, so people were willing to pay 400 zuz as a payment to be Zaycha to marry her. She was very pretty. So it made her look, it beautified her. Habahau Nochi Bishivavuse, so there was this guy who lived in the neighborhood. Harvali Barthes, he had a daughter also. He says, it's a great idea. So Tavla Bechadzin, he did all of her limbs at one time. Umesa, she died. So apparently it's better to do it one limb at a time than to do it all limbs at a time together. So he said, Omar, Sakata Rabibi Liberti, Rabibi killed my daughter. Well, it wasn't like Rabibi's fault. Should have checked out how to do it. Omar Ibn Nachman. Ibn Nachman says the following. Rabibi the Shosi Shikra Bayan Bante Tiflo. Rabibi, which their area they would drink beer. Therefore their daughters needed this process of Tiflo. Because Rashi says, because drinking Shekher increases hair. So they had to remove the hair. Anan Delosha Sinan Shikra, we do not drink beer. Bayan Banton Tifla. Our daughters do not need this process. Okay, so Rashi. Second line. Etwaktana Darkan Losad is called a goof. See, when there was no hair there, they weren't removing hair, but it colors the body, gives it a color. Shigila Pirkan Balahikiyu. Shaviu Shte Saris. They got to their point, their Shpirkan Lada means like a joint, it means like a point in time. They got to the point in time where they have two Saris, but they're not old enough to have two Saris. They didn't come to the right age, which that should be so. Only spices, but they're embarrassed. So they would remove it with teufelis as mushkas. They would anoint them with this various different substances.
This is the two hairs are now where anybody's going to see it. Where's the embarrassment?
I'm assuming that when coming to Rashi's Pshat, that I guess they went to the bathhouse, etc. There was places where they were uncomfortable. Tosfos actually learns the Pirkan differently. The Gemara uses a lashon of the Pirkan when a person reaches his time to get married. Tosfos, it takes out the word lashon. They got close to their time, but they weren't there totally yet, so they were getting ready for the. They call it nowadays the girls on the calamoid. You know, so you have to be careful how you go out to Chasna, or you go to wherever you go to, because somebody might see you there, you know.
In Yom, I think the Mishnah uses pure confidence, age of majority.
Right. So pyramid just means a time. It means, you get to we call parak a chapter, right? Because you divide something into joints, into pieces. So, on peak nine. The time of Menachas, Emavian on Piknun, you cannot use on Piknun for Shemen Zayas, for the Shemen which you use for the Menachas, etc. So who Shemen Zayas, that's olive oil from oil, olives which have not grown a third of their growth. Why would they anoint themselves with Shemen Hamor? So they said, the Mor says that it removes the hair and pretties the skin. Tafel Besid, Sir Rabibi, used Sid on his daughter one aver at a time. Shagabad Alamezuzi, Shenisiapa, she became pretty. The Kav Soleil, Hamahu got him, a lot of people were very interested in her. Literally, they jumped up, everybody jumped up to try and get her. The Nostan Loy, they gave him, moment, they paid him money to be able to marry his daughter. That's the opposite of your dowry style, yeah. A sheker mashkir umar b'seir. So sheker darkens the skin and it increases the hair. So they needed this tifla to lighten them and remove the hair. Okay, so the Tanakhama said, kelosud ketana shemabonis, which he said means one etzpa. And Yehuda said, kelosud kalkal. And Rechemi said, kelosud undapi. So those are the three things which we had in the Mishnah. So here we're going to loss of kilkul, my andipi.
So Abu Rav,
tzido ubas tzido. So tzido is the hair of the temples. The Rashi says that they would use it actually. It wasn't to remove the hair, but it was to cause the hair to light, to say, to lie down, to remove the frizzle out of the hair, so make it lie flat. That's sida. Ba'as sida is the, if there's any hair continuing below that, which is like a more like the very, very thin hairs, like your peach fuzz over there, they would use the sid to remove that. Okay. So the Mora says, the Memra, Tishyura, the Rabbi Huda, Nafish, are you telling me that Rabbi Huda's amount is a greater amount? Because you see, he says the shear of Sida, which is greater than the shear of Bas Sida. A Kamal on the shear of the Rabbanon Nafish. In general, we have earlier in the Mishnah that Rabbi Huda was more Machmer, he said a smaller shear than the Chacham, and the Chacham shear was larger, it means they were more Makel. So my answer is Zutu mi Rabbanon, but Nafish mi Rabbi Nechemi. It was smaller than the Chachamim's, but it was larger than Rabbi Nechemi's. So he's more Makel than Rabbi Nechemi, he's more Machmer than the Chachamim. Meisve, Omer Rebbe, we have a Tosefta which says that Rebbe Rabbeinu Kodesh said, and this machloek is between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya. So Niran Deber Rabbi Yehuda bechavoitz. So there's different types of sid. So Rashi says there's a sid which is dissolved in a large amount of water, and that would be the right of type that you would use for the purpose of kilkul, whatever kilkul means, right? So kilkul means, let's say for argument's sake, the flattening down the hair. You know, the girls have, they have something called straightener. It takes out the frizz out of their hair.
Right.
So that was like a thicker type of thing, which they looked like, made like, look like little balls. So it was a thicker type of a mixture. So that was what you would use. You want to remove the hair of the peach fuzz of their hair, below the temple. So depending what type of seed you're referring to, Rabbi Yehuda would make more sense, or Rabbi Nechemia would make more sense. Maybe you could, but that's a possibility. Listen, Rashi, I'm not sure. Rashi calls them, it seems to say like little eggs. Now, but you're right. We do have that. May bitzim means marsh water, you know, muddy water. Yeah. Now, if Rav is correct, that sidur basidur, the Mor tells us that idib idib chavoit. Both of those were done with chavoit, not with bitzis hasid. So it must be the explanation of kilkul antipi is something else, because if that's what it's referring to, why would Rebbe feel that Rebbe makes more sense in the case of bitzis hasid if normally what was used for that purpose was also chavoit, also the thinner mixture? Ella Amar Rav Yitzchok Amri Deber Rabbi Ami. So A Andifi. Okay, so it's referring to the word in the Mishnah Andupi or Andipi meant not Andipi but A Andipi. What is that? Rashi says it's a type of a jug made out of cheris, which is made with an opening on top and an opening on bottom, and you would pour it in on the top and close the bottom one, and then you would let it out from the bottom when you wanted to get and the root of the word is a du pet pi. It had double mouth, so it was deeper. So that what they would so I'm not sure exactly what the function of the sid was. It sounds like from the flow of the Gemara was that they would seal off the bottom one with sid. And so that amount that you would need to seal off the bottom one was Rebbe Nechemya's shear, and that obviously you use the thicker mixture of bitzis hasid to seal it off. So that's what andipi means. So Maskela Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana says in this pshat that Rav Yitzchok said, "V'chi adam oisa ma'ois of anporis." There's a person make his money into something to lose. The nature of wine is that it dissolves things. It would dissolve this stopper and flow out. So that's not a normal process. Well, that wouldn't be a normal thing to use for this purpose. El Amar Rav Kahana, so Rav Kahana says, rather it was shenosis. If you had a large container, you wanted to make markings inside of the container for certain sizes. You know, here's 1 gallon, 2 gallons, 3 gallons, whatever. So you would make you'd have something, you would put like attach something which would stick out of that side. So Sid was, you know, your lime was, I imagine, was leaned toward being whitish, so it was easier to see in the darkness of the container. You'd put on a little piece of it, stick it on at this height. So you put on these, so you take the basis of Sid and attach it there. So those shenosis are called markings. Kanan, similar to what we find in the Mishnah Menachos, that shenosis hayav hin. So they had a container called a hin. And the Torah says, and inside of it there were shenosis, ad kan lepar, ad kan leayil, ad kan lekeves. This is the amount that you need for a keves, which is revi is a hin. This is the amount you need for an ayil, which is a shlish is a hin. This is the amount you need for a par, which is chatzi a hin. So they have markings inside. So we're saying that this amount of seed which you would use for, to make these shenosis, to make these markings. Yiboy Seimo, a different explanation of what Andipi is. My Andipi is Afusa. Rashi says was that you would put it on the forehead, and there the purpose wasn't to remove the hair. There's no hair there. The purpose over there was to give it color, to darken, to give it a reddish color, give her a little bit of color in her face, and that's what he would use it for. And apparently that was something which Rebbe said was more normally done. You wouldn't want a runny mixture running down her face, so you put on a thicker paste which would go on and stay on. Okay, good question. I don't know. The Mor says, and I'll bring you a raya that the word andipi was used to refer to the forehead. Following story. So, he like this, the Hu Bar Galil, Dikla the Babel, there's a person from Galil who came to Babel. Apparently he was a person who was knowledgeable in Maisim Rekava, which is a deep type of Kabbalah, and they asked him to get up and teach Maisim Rekava. So Amal Hu Edrus L'chu Kedador Shur B'Nechemi L'chavre, I will teach you just like Nechemi taught his chavre, which means they'll give you the whole shir. But what happened was enough Arisa Min Kaisel. So an arisa, which is a wasp, came out of the wall. Umachte bandipi and bit him in the andipi in the forehead. Umis and he died. Vamrule min delay dole. This came to him from himself. You don't teach Maaser Merkava in public. Mishnah says in Chagiga. So the fact that he wanted to do such, the punishment he got was he caused, brought upon himself. You see, the word andipi means forehead. Okay, let's see Rashi. Kilkol Sida is 10 pulot, that's your temples. son lahashke b'seir deyod, you would do seed, not to remove the hair, but to make the hair lie flat. Vasidosa lamata haymen, lower than below the temples, over there lahaser seir adak, to remove the very thin hair which is there. Vuan dipi, that's on dipi. The member of the shur, the Yehuda nafish, it means Yehuda is saying a larger amount. But to me, it's a question. Kaimalon gabi gemi yishur the Yehuda zuta. Umachmer b'shir Shabbos. Yehuda is machmer comes to shir Shabbos because by gemi he said the smaller amount. Umashani nafish midir. Wow, here's the gears the opposite we have. I didn't notice that. I looked at it last night. Novish and Rabbi Chaim were still to meet Rabbanim. No, okay, that's it. I'm sorry. No. Gears is the same, just the order is the opposite. So it's a smaller amount than the Chachamim, so he's more Machron than the Chachamim, but it's larger than Rabbi Chaim, he's more Mekel than Rabbi Chaim. The army lost to Etzbektan. The Chachamim say lost to Etzbektan, so his shear is smaller than that. So Rabbi said, Rabbeinu HaKadosh said that Yehuda's pshat makes sense b'chavoyt. Sira nimuach b'mayim harbei. It's it which has been dissolved in a large amount of water. Do also lost it kilko. That's what you use. The more suggesting right now to lie down the kilko here. And the Rebbe Nechema beitzes asid. Hanigal b'mayim. It was mixed with water. But also beitzim beitzim. You make it into little round balls. You do find that language. In the sense of Kalim, even Beitzes HaYotzer was the ball that you would start with when you were making, you start with and you would move it around on the wheel to make it into a Kalim. It's called Beitzes HaYotzer. Muntes Balaz, who also lost it on DP. That's used for on DP. The verse of Yisrael Daitok on DP, Nami, Seir, who going by Sita, it's also here, and you would use Chavoyt for that. The Gemara says, "In Iri Iri, Kilkul Bandipi Tarayu Besid Chavutz, Minimuach Sadan Oyasan." You're right. The use that Rab was referring to Tzida and Basida, both were done with Chavoyt, and that's not what Reb Nechemya meant. What did Reb Nechemya mean? He meant an Dipa. Kli Cheres, it's a came out of Cheres. A Loshtei Dadam, it has two projections. Achas the Malab, Achas the Mata. One on the top, one on the bottom. Shereitzel Amaloisa, you would fill it. You want to fill it, so it's a Mesadadatat, and you would seal off the bottom opening. And fill it from the top. Loshan Andipi, Yishtei Piyus. It has two mouths. Kitna Tanya Malin Bidiyupi. Deceptus Goris Bandipi. So there the more uses the Lashon the UP, which is the OP, two mouths. And the Decept over there has the gears on that Mishnah of Andipi. So Andipi is two mouths. Anperos, will he make his money? Anperos, because Anperos means hefset. Will he just throw out his money? Losum Yayan, Makli Sosum, put wine in a Kli which is sealed. Besid with Sid. Bayan Mamacha Sid, but you'd say the wine is going to eventually dissolve through the seed and come out. That's not logical. So rather, it was Shonosu Simonim. They put markings. Kli Cheres got it. It was a large Kli Cheres. So Yeshber Blitus, Kiminagosim Katanim. And then inside there was these little, like a little nut sticking out, little marker sticking out. Akan the saw, Akan the sasayim. Here's one saw, here's two saw. Suddenly, son of seed, you would use seed for, then they would take these bleaters. Oh, I'm sorry. Then you would sort of paint the bleaters. The bleaters were part of the actual keli itself. You would paint them with this your whitewash, your seed. That it should be visible. You're going to have to say that was normal to use it with a thicker mixture. You find in the hin, which is used in the mikdash, it had shenosis. Akan the par, chatzi a hin. Akan the ayal, shlish is a hin. Akan the kevis, revi is a hin. Nixiv chatzi hin yelapor, etc. Ken loshen Murray hazokin, Mipi Aviv Sheshamim Mirabi Shim. That's the pshat I heard from my Maria Zakin, one of Rashi's Rebbeim, which he heard from his father. He heard from Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon HaGadol was one of the Reb Shimon HaGadol lived Italy, I think. Where he lived. One of the early Rishonim. I think one of the Zemiras that we sing in Shabbos was from Reb Shimon HaGadol. Okay, that's one pshat. Reboisim Refarshim, but my other Rebbeim have a different pshat totally. They understand Antipa is was kolakuf that he put on the body. Toshen osi lahashke, but say it wasn't made to hair, make the hair lie down because there was no hair there. El laharim, but rather was to give a color to the skin. Boy, sid av. You need a thicker type of sid. So that's what the Rebbe Ami answered. So then Rav Kana asked, will a person make his money on Purim? Genesad by Bitoy. Lachar shekano, dechayas shemetamus kibarte dehav nochri. You know, your daughter is too valuable to you, then take a chance on her. Like, you know, doesn't mean not literally necessarily spend money on her, but like, you don't waste things which are valuable to you. You don't spend your whole life raising your daughter to put her through this treatment which might kill her, just to make she should look pretty. It ain't worth it. Okay, so that's not, doesn't make sense. So rather, shenosis, klemer, aver yitapleno. You do it piece by piece. Similar to in the keli, there was a marking here, here, and here, so it was piece by piece. So you wouldn't do the whole body at one time. But rather, you do it aver by aver. Rashi says, v'yefshin b'loshin zeh, Rashi finds this pshat very difficult. Yefshin means impossible. Zoy nemar, shidus ha-shas kein, lahaster aver, aver b'loshin shenosis. There's nowhere else in shas that used to refer to something being done part by part as called shenosis. V'yitzach l'havi pirish l'pirush shenosis hoye behin. And then it's not logical that the Mora would use such a language that would have to go then explain it. Explain it based on the hin, like, you know, it's a very funny process of usage to do that. The more should do that. Like, I try to explain something by using an obscure word which doesn't make any sense, and then you explain that. That's like how you do it. Apus is padachas, is the forehead. Shlomachim seir, there's no hair there. Willahadim, there was to make it reddish. And arisa is siro, is a wasp. Bandipi Pedachta and stung him in his forehead and he died. Min delay dole, mi yodo hoises oisloi, he brought this upon himself. Shlohoyo lidrish bimrekabi, shnod of darshan rekabi, birabi. Look at the Mishnah. Person takes out a doma, so as opposed to tit, which is something you should make in the klicheres, which are more clay like. This was like a more dirt-like. So the amount you would take out was kechosim hamartzupin, dibir bekiva. So when they would have the large bags that they would use to send merchandise in the ships, etc., they would seal them. So after it was closed, they would seal it with make this mud mixture, and then you would put it there, and you would stamp it with the person's seal on it. So if somebody opened it, the seal would be broken. It's the same thing. You send a letter, you would seal it, but obviously the amount of adama you would use to seal a letter was less than the amount of adama you would need to seal a bag. So a smaller amount. Zevel, manure, choladak, or thin sand. So you take the one stalk of a kruv of a cabbage, a kale, which is that type of cabbage, and so to be able to fertilize around that area, etc. That amount you would need to—that's the amount which we consider chashav for tzar shabbos. Chamer mekrei lezabel kresha, rather than a chashal kruv, which is larger. Kresha, which Rashi says is kaflut, and that was a smaller—it was smaller type of a vegetable. It would need less, so the shear achiv is already a smaller amount. Chel hagas, thick sand, which is the larger pieces. Kelitin al maloi kaf sid. You would mix that into the sid, and they had a trowel to put on the sid. So you'd mix it into a trowel's worth. A kaf of a sid is a trowel's worth. Actually has the word trowel. So kaf sid means the cup, not the cup, like the spoon which holds the sid, the trowel which holds the sid. The amount of sand to mix into that. Kana, person takes out a reed, shelasis kulmus, which you would use it to make a quill out of it. It was thick or merusus or it was broken, it was shattered, so you couldn't use it as a kulmus. Kilavasha by Bayakala. Shibabayim, shufa minasuna bilfas. You would use it as a stir, something to stir if you're scrambling your eggs. So you could use this as that which you would use to stir it. Bayakala shibabayim, right now it means the more it's not, works, so what is actually bayakala shibabayim? What's the lashon of kala? A light egg amongst the eggs, sound like the smallest one. Tshuva, which has been mixed, which has been scrambled, it's mixed up, but as soon as it's in, a frying pan. So you would then use this to stir it around in the pan. Krashi Adoma is Arzilai, whatever that is. Marsubim Sakim Hasui Meklipis Eitz, it was bags made out of a bark. Gadol, which they're very large. Shanosin ben Prakmati, you would transport merchandise in them. Besvinus, when they were in ships. Chesim, some they would seal them. Chesim, Igris. Shechesim, and his son, they would seal the letters. Shalay Yikar of Ish Behem, that nobody should, or some have the gifts of Shalay Yikore Ish Behem. Nobody should read them. Mishan Ishtachal, the one it was sent to. So we could tell people would be scared to do it because the seal would be broken. Mishir is Zut, Rabbanan Zut. The Chum Mishir is a smaller shear. Krisha is Kaflut. And again, Mishir is Zut, Mishal Kruv. The Chum Mishir is smaller than Rabbi Kippas. Amaloi Kaf Sid, Begumar Mefarish Kaf Shal Sayyadim, Shraul Belaz. The Sayyadim, the whitewasher's tools, one of the tools was a Kaf. And the amount of sand to mix into that. Merusis, Soduk, Stokim Harbe has a lot of cracks in it. So recesim means it was cut into many little pieces. Be'akala, the Gemara Mefarish, the more explains what does be'akala mean. So the more amalei kaf sid, tana was a mean kelitin al pi kaf shal sayodin. The sayodim had this trowel, which so the amount to put on that is the amount of chol. Man tana de chol, malale the sid. Who was the tana that it was chol was good to mix into sid? Amar Rav Kista, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda tanya lo yosud adam espes soy besid. Adam ken irav boi teben a chol. It's a person when we want to one of the tikkunos after the churban abayis that. The person would whitewash the house. It was too pretty, so you had to mix it in something else to darken a little bit. You don't make it so bright. So you had to mix in tevin or chol or sand. If you don't remember tevin mutter, chol is aser. Neshu trachs it because that makes it a very strong type of a sid, which last very long, and therefore, even though maybe it darkens it a little bit, but it betters it in that way, so that's also us. Rava Omar, Rava explains that the Pshat in the Tanakhama is a Phil Tamer Rabbonin, that we could even say that the Chomer agree that Chol was a good thing to use in Sid. That Kekula is El Tikunot. Even as it darkens it, which is why they say it's that thereby allows it to be used after the Churban, because it darkens it. But at the same time, it does harden it. So even though it's stronger, etc., but the darkening is what was permitted. So Kekula is El Tikunot. After the Churban, because of Avelis Yerushalayim, we shouldn't use Siddur unless you mix in Tevin or Chol. Especially, hey, love and Kol Kutzarcha. It's not fully bright. It's not fully white. Yehuda says it's Trach Sid, Sid Chazak, Umiskasha Yoser, Mimshim Lo Yerabai. It's a stronger mixture when the Chol is mixed in. So Chama say back Kalkula Zel Tikunot. The law of the Makalkule, Umashkira, were it not for the fact that it darkens it, the Holy Mystery would not be permitted. Okay, Ha the Kashile, that which it makes it harder, Malyusahila Gabe, Umasharinan Be. That which makes it harder is better, so that's therefore it's something which they would do. Rashi is saying like this. He's saying, why do people want to mix it in if it darkens it? Because now the Chomer Masakin, the Lachos, you're not allowed to use it unless it's darkened, so it was normal to mix it in, because now you could use it to use as your whitewash. So even though theoretically it's Makalkalit, in the sense that now it makes it look not as pretty, but that's exactly what makes it usable, because otherwise you can't use it to put on your house. So you ask me, why would I say that measure the usage with the sand, and the sand makes it look not so pretty? But the answer is because that's exactly what makes it accessible and usable for the people to use. So that becomes the thing they would measure it with. So it ends up being this, that which is bad for it, the kashle, it's hard for it. That ends up being a benefit. We would calculate it based on that. The darkening of that's what makes it stronger. Well, inherently, Rashi says that's not true. That's not clear to me. Such a pshat. Why the kula zel tikuna? The language of kula zel tikuna means not that this does two things simultaneously, but that itself, which makes it bad, makes it good. The detriment ends up being a benefit. Here, what you're saying is there are two things which happen simultaneously. One is beneficial, one is detrimental. That's not what Kikul Zel Tikuna means. Tikuna means the detriment itself is a benefit. Tikul Zel Tikuna, Masha, the shame, Kikul Masaka, the Kikul itself causes a Tikun. Ha'ilishna, ain't shame, Kikul Masaka, the problem isn't the solution. So don't leave the kilko part out. However, let's you should answer. Even though it darkens it, it strengthens it. That would be the language to use if that's what they were saying. It does A and it does B. So even though A is not so good, B is okay, good for it. But rather, it means that A itself is detrimental and beneficial. So that, whereas according to my pshat that he's saying, Rashi says, the darkening itself is what makes it now permitted to use. So darkening is beneficial, even though it's not as bright. But that itself is what makes it now usable. So the more tunnel, kadal kelasas kumbas. Tana. Kulmas Samagila Kishri Hatzbosov, how long is this kulmas? You know, is a quill up to, you know, so it says it has to reach up to the Kishri Hatzbosov, one of the joints. The Morse says which joint? Baravashi. Kesher Elyon, Kesher Tachton, the upper joint. Does it mean, Rashi says, the joint of Emsa Hayad, which in the middle of the, I'm not sure exactly what the middle of the hand means, or does it mean the joint of the middle of the etzba? So you have a little thing which reaches up to here, or something which reaches up to here somewhere in the hand. Maybe. Another possibility. Okay, good. Okay. So Rashi Kesher Elyon. That was a kumas which could be used to be chayiv for itzor. Kesher Elyon is a Rashi Shalem Sayyad, or a Kesher Tatan Shalem Sahats, but the middle of the finger or the middle of the, up, middle of the hand. Okay. If it was a thick one, so you wouldn't use it for kumas, you would use it for this stir. Tana Truva Bishamin, it was mixed up with oil, and soon it was put in the frying pan. Amalei marbrei de ravina de ravrei mishmir lecha bea kala mahi. So have you heard of pshat what bea kala is? Amalei, yeah. Bea is the tzilzala. There's a bird called the tzilzala, which is a very small bird, and makes a very small egg. So that's what bea kala means. So he says, my time, but why do you say the mishum de sutra? Because it's small. So ema de tziparta, well, the tziparta is an even smaller egg. So ishtik. So he kept quiet. Amalei, mimidi shmiel lecha b'ho, did you hear pshat? Amalei, hachar amar sheshes, bay is tanagarlis. It means chicken egg. My karlei bay akala, why is it referred to as bay akala? Why? Kashir chamim have calculated, en lecha bay akala levashal, yotzim bay is tanagarlis. It's the one that cooks the easiest. So it's light, it's easy to cook. Furthermore, kasha, maishna, kol shir shabbos, kigregeris, but hakebeya, why do we calculate everything else as a gregeris and here like as an egg? So I'm like, hakeyam rav Nachman, kigregeris mebeya kala. We're not using the egg as the size, we're using the egg as the item that you're going to cook. How much of the egg a gregeris is worth? Finish Rashi, chup with shaman. Shmeherasi bashi cook it, when there's oil mix it cooks even quicker. This is out that I've cut in a small bird. Food is always with the gregaris. So he answers, gregaris, mibayas tanagarlis. Shehima maharis lavashal. Look at Beishlema Shira. The shear wasn't the full, necessarily a full egg's worth. If it was of an egg, that type of egg, this the amount of gregaris. Okay.